Picking it for Kay and Clay. 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 Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Kicking It with Kay and Clay. It's your girl, Kay Marie, and we are wrapping up the wedding series, y'all. I've been learning a lot and having fun, you know, with my first guest from the first week of the wedding series with Whitney Gilbert, wedding planner, my wedding planner. Then we had on the Amazon bride. She, you know, told us how she planned her whole wedding for $3,000, okay? And she bought all of her items, 90% of her items from Amazon. And that was awesome. She gave some good tips. So you want to check that out as well. And then last week, we had story time with friend of the show, musician, saxophonist, Justin Smith Williams. He told us how he planned his wedding and his album release simultaneously within a week. So that was pretty cool, you know, how he told us that. And he actually said he spent about a little over $1,000 for his wedding, very intimate wedding. And today, y'all, closing it out, we are going to talk about what some people might think it's not that important to talk about, which is makeup, getting your makeup done by a professional for your wedding day. You know, we know that the dress is like the big star of the show, but you got to look good too. You know, your face got to be beat. I kind of hate that terminology though, beat, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. So we are going to be talking about just different trends and classic looks for makeup for your big day. Okay. And our guest today, she is not only a professional makeup artist, but she's also a hairstylist too. So we're going to get like a twofer. Okay. So without further ado, let me introduce today's guest, Styles by Mita. Mita. Divine Styles by Mita. Mita. Hey, hi. Mita, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And those who stay in the Metro Detroit area, do you travel?
Yes, I travel.
Like out of state?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So she is traveling, y'all. She travels. So we're going to go ahead and put her information up. And those who are just listening and not watching the show, you may be listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio, you know, one of those audio only streaming services that you cannot see us right now. So I'm just going to tell you her information at the start and I'm repeat it at the end. So Mita is a professional makeup artist. You can contact her on Instagram. Her handle is at Divine Styles By. Okay. So that's at DIVINESTYLESBY. And if you want to hit her up on the phone, her telephone number is area code 248-495-5980. So thank you, first of all, Mita, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. So like I was saying, like in the opening, a lot of people probably don't put much stock in the makeup aspect of a wedding. Do you know that to be true or?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely. Yes. Some people be like, oh, you know, it's just, I don't really need like, no.
Right. So how important is having a professional?
I feel like it is 8 out of 10 professional to have a professional. Because if you haven't professional photos done, you want to look your best on your wedding day. And because with pictures, sometimes you like can't see yourself. So you need makeup to enhance you so that you show through your photos.
Yeah, you know, I printed up this little article Let me see. It's The Wedding Wire. It's from The Wedding Wire. And it's talking about why a professional makeup artist is an absolute must for your wedding. And one thing you did touch on that it mentioned, it said that because they know what works. And like you said, we take professional pictures. So you guys know how to make makeup last for hours and hours. Yes. You know, through crying, through partying, and yes, because I know how to do my makeup. I'm pretty good. Okay. But I'm not going to sit up there and I don't know what works for photos. I don't. So I'm not going to sit up there and try to do my own. I know some people probably listening was like, well, you know, if you want to, you know, cut costs, maybe you can't afford a professional. And I get that. I totally do. And you do it on your own. And, you know, that's great as well. But for the rest of us, you know, who want that done because of pictures, a professional is highly recommended. And then the article also said that you guys work really fast, you know, you know how to do things like in a hectic environment. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. I had a wedding of 15 people I had to do.
Oh.
By myself.
Oh. By yourself.
By myself. I started at 8 o'clock in the morning. The wedding started at 2 o'clock. So I was literally doing my last person while... Well, she had, you know, a big wedding, so I was still doing people while people were walking down the aisle.
What?
Okay. What? Well, oh, what happened was I wasn't even supposed to do that many people. She did hire another makeup artist, you know, to separate.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of people. But that makeup artist, unfortunately, didn't show. So I ended up staying and taking on the rest of the clients.
Oh my girl, was that overwhelming? Like just that initial shock of it all, like yeah.
Yeah. But I got everybody done and everybody looked good going down the aisle.
You know what? And that's all that matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Especially 15. The bride. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So I remember for one of my friends' weddings happened a couple years ago. You know, I did my, I was one of the, I was a maid of honor and I did my, I did my own, but I know that for my wedding, you know, where I am like the center of attention and I don't like that, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know it's gotta be on point. It's really gotta be on point. So how long does it normally take or does it vary for you to do makeup on a bride?
It definitely varies. Like I was talking to you earlier about a makeup trial. So it's definitely best to do a makeup trial because it will help your makeup artist and you know how you want to look for that day. So when you come in for your makeup trial, we go over everything that you want to do. We might, you know, pick some certain looks, do things that you don't like, you may like, you know, you probably had a thought in your head because you're looking at so many different pictures of how you want to look that day, but you're not really sure because everybody is different. You know, your facial features are different than everybody's. So, you know, I take everything in that you give me and then we work from there. And then on your actual wedding day, it's so much faster because I already know your face. We already know what we agreed to. You know, if we do want to, you know, add a little things here and there, we definitely can do that.
Okay. And is it, do you prefer your brides to be to have, because you kind of touched on it, have like an inspiration pick or pictures, or is that not really necessary?
It's not really necessary for me, maybe to another stylist or makeup artist, but not to me. I want to get an understanding of what you want to look like for your day. Not necessarily a picture. Cause like I said, you can look at a picture of somebody and be like, oh, I want my makeup done like this, but it looks better. It looks good on that person and not you. If that.
Okay, I got you. Like, I want the, like, no, honey, no. So I get it. So, like, you know, like I said, everybody had different features, you know, and everybody, you know, you want to bring out those different features. So,
yeah,
I get it. So what, okay. So what about like the actual makeup? Do you prefer your clients, like they bring their own foundation and stuff like that? Or
I don't prefer it, but if that's what they want to do, then that's fine by me. I'm not gonna sit up there and, you know, tell you, oh no, you can't. That's not me. If you want to use it, if that's your best foundation, baby, bring it. Because I will still hook your face up how you want it done. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Okay, because personally, I want to try, you know, what makeup line I want to try, and because I like to support everybody Black. You know, to my non-Black listeners, you know, I love you, but I'm straight up. I like to support everybody Black. And I know the makeup company that I really want to try is Minted. I want to try them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have some good like makeup.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Yeah.
I think I've had like one shadow, I think. I have to get some more stuff. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah. I like the, you know, I see, you know how you see all these advertisements on Instagram and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And I know they pay for a lot of it, and I see it all the time. And it just looked nice. The foundation and all that kind of good stuff. So you're not opposed to people bringing like their own brand that they want to try out. Okay.
Not at all. I love it. Because we have something to talk about while we're doing your
phone. Right.
Right. I love it.
So what are some trends right now? And I know, you know, it's trends are sometimes good and sometimes, you know, not good. So what are some trends in makeup for brides that you're seeing? And then, like, what are some of the more classic looks?
I think the trends now are more bold eyelashes and a bold lip right now for weddings. Like the classic look, I feel like it's always in weddings though. You want to look as natural as possible. You don't want to have too much makeup on, but you want to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
I know for some of my brides, they just like big lashes and bold lip.
Okay.
So that trend is still trending right now.
Mm-hmm.
They still want to be fat and natural though. But
yeah,
you know, the lashes and the lip have to stand out.
Sure. And see, with lashes, I don't do them normally, but like
okay.
Only time I would do lashes is like on a special occasion. Like there's a few, you know, fashion shows when I used to, you know, nice model back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I of course, you know, I had the lashes and everything, and special events, I would do that. So, and that's good to have a makeup artist too, because they can put those lashes. I have some right now in my bedroom, okay, and I bought from the beauty supply store. So I'm like, I'm just gonna try to put on that. No. It's still there. The glue is still there. I was like, is not working. This is not gonna work. Yeah, they're still sitting on my little stand in the room.
Are they like short lashes or?
They are, 'cause my lashes are naturally long. You know, a good coat of mascara will do it, but you know, you just want some extra flair sometimes.
Right.
So they're a little bit longer than, you know, my lashes, but yeah. No. Nah.
Can't do it. Is it the glue? Like you have trouble with the glue or?
Girl. yes. You know, okay. I try to read, you know, you try to look at YouTube tutorials and I'm trying to read the directions. I know yeah. I can comprehend. Yeah, my reading comprehension is good, you know.
It's not that. I feel like it's just more so you have to just practice a lot. Like,
yeah, and see,
I know
I'm not...
it can get a little complicated, but if you practice it, I mean, because I wasn't always a professional, mm-hmm. you know, I had to start somewhere too. Mm-hmm. So it took me a minute to know how to put my eyelashes on, and now I just put them on like it ain't nothing.
Wow. See, I don't put them on enough to do that. Yeah. And then now, like for my brows, I'm about to get this, the ombre brows. I'm about to get that done in a few weeks. So, you know, I think that lasts for what, 2-3 years, something like that. So,
you getting the tint or the tattoo?
The ombre, I looked it up. it's like the powder. I guess it's the tint powder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Young lady that don't normally do my, I'm a natural. So young lady that normally do my, my protective style, she's branching out into doing some other services. So yeah. I'm a bit of guinea pig. So is there anything else that we should know about makeup when it comes to weddings?
Please book a makeup artist because you're going to need it. Just please.
If you don't get anything else.
Make sure you make a budget because you're going to need that. And always have a backup. You never know. Ooh. Always have a backup makeup artist.
Okay.
I hear too many stories. Oh, my makeup artist couldn't make it. Oh, my makeup artist couldn't make it.
Ooh.
Please just have two on deck.
Okay. So you got us a tip. So have your makeup artist and have a backup. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have a backup, yes.
Now for, you know, the people who's like, yeah, that's true. Things happen. You know, life happens. Mm-hmm. So, so with that backup, how does that work? Like, I know you have to do a deposit. You know, for those who are like, okay, first of all, I didn't want a makeup artist, but now I'm leaning towards it.
Right.
Now I got to get a backup. And back. So.
Right. It depends on the makeup artist if they have deposits set up or anything that day, or you can always let them know, like, hey, you know, I did have somebody, but you know,
like, you're my backup.
I want you as a backup, you know, like, hey, you just gotta be real sometimes and let them know, like, hey, you know, I do love your work too. Just want to make sure, you know, that I have somebody. You might not be my first pick, but
well, I don't look like, well, hey. Sloppy seconds, okay.
Listen, I've been sloppy seconds a couple of times. Oh, wow. I was just like, well, you know, I'm better anyway, but
right. So so you were somebody's like backup. Had you actually had to come and fulfill the duty?
Oh yeah, I had to save a couple of my brides. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That could be devastating. Oh my goodness. Like if you don't have a backup and you know and your person don't come, that's whew. And you're trying to scramble. See, no. So you do hair as well. So what?
Yes.
So like I said, I'm natural, okay, and I do want to wear my hair in like a natural style. So because a lot of naturals opt to go like the straight route.
Okay.
For a day, I don't want to do that. But so what are you seeing that's women are starting to do now as far as hair is concerned for their big day?
It just depends. Everything ties into like your dress, your makeup. So when you say natural, do you mean like a shampoo press and curl, or
oh no, I don't put heat to my hair. I wear it in its natural, yeah.
It's natural state. Okay. So you probably just do like a blow and go. Or not even a blow dry.
No. No. Like I said, for me, you know, I've been wearing like protective style. This is like the first time that I went because this is crochet. So this is the first time
Yeah.
My hair is braided. Yeah. So this is the first.
That is so pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's the first time that I had like a straight style. Normally I do like some, like if I'm doing a protective style, faux locks, twist, that type of thing. But yeah, so I mean, I know, you know, the standards are like, you know, your straight sew-ins or something like that, that they're doing. But so yeah, so what are some of the, is it still like, you know, the something like yours? Are they still doing that, or are you seeing some different styles emerge?
I haven't seen any different styles other than like braids or the classic sew-ins. Updo side styles, you know. Nothing too like different. Okay. I feel like a lot of people don't know how to branch out right now.
Oh no.
It's a little hard. Everybody don't know how to branch out right now. So and like I said, you see pictures and you just like, oh, I want to look like this, you know. So I haven't seen anything too like, oh my god, that's really different, you know.
Okay. Now I do want to put a picture up of one of your brides. I know people are like, well, I want to see her work. Well, you can go on Instagram, Divine Styles By, and see a lot of her work. But I have one right now that we can see. Let me see if this will cooperate. So I'm going to bring up a pic that you did for a bride. So I gotta remove this. Okay, let me just click us out for a minute.
Okay.
All right, so that was a pick, and let me just click her out here. That was pretty too.
Thank you.
That's one of your brides, and you do mask up, right? Yes. You do the whole Corona COVID protocols.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was something else too, in this little thing here. Because we talked about the eyelashes. We talk about, you know, should you have an inspiration pick or anything like that? We know that you all know makeup artists. You know what works. You know how to keep the makeup locked in for hours upon hours. You guys work fast, and you would like, and you work under pressure and in hectic environments. I know you're used to that. One thing that this article said too, it said you might have a super talented friend or a bridesmaid who offered to do your makeup, but think before you bring them on.
Now that's funny.
I mean, because, you know, we, like I was saying, a lot of us, you don't know how to put on makeup. You know, we've been doing it for years and everyday makeup. But as far as something special for this, you really want to, opt to get that professional done, get it professionally done. So, and that's the whole purpose of me just doing this particular topic, because I know that, and I hear it all the time, you know, a lot of people, they don't think of the makeup aspect as much as they should. I know they think about it, but not as much as they should. They think, oh, I'll just get somebody else to do it, you know, my friend, or I'll do it. You want to get it professionally done.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So what are other advantages that I may not have mentioned to having your makeup done professionally on the big day?
I think you just don't look good for that day, all day long. You don't have to worry about anything. You know, you want to get pampered too. It's your big day. You don't want to, you want to sit and enjoy, you know, drink some wine or water and just, you know, have fun with your bridesmaids and just let somebody else take over what you don't need to do. You just sit, relax, enjoy, and have the best time before you walk down the aisle and say, I do.
That's right. Now, you don't have to give like a specific amount, but like what's the average amount that one can expect to spend on a professional makeup artist?
I would say between maybe you're looking at $80 to $100, you know, with like travel fees and stuff.
See, then that's not bad, y'all. That is not bad. You can have somebody, you know, in your family, some gift that to you, you know, that instead of getting something on the registry, you know, have them pay for a makeup artist. You know, if you can't afford it outright, you know, because you want to look and feel your best. Now, what about those who may not wear makeup? They're the type of person, they don't wear makeup at all. How do you deal with those type of clients?
I usually tell them to just sit back and I will talk you through the process. And when I do that, they get more comfortable with me and they be like, okay, I trust you. Just, you know, and I let them, you know, take a look at themselves, or if they don't want to look at themselves, I just say, you know, just trust me, relax, I got you. And normally it's always a friend or a family member in the back like, girl, she good. Let her do it. She got you. And I'm like, thank you.
Right.
You're right, auntie. Thank you. I appreciate that. She's good.
Right. Okay, yeah, because I know there are many women out there who, like I said, who don't wear makeup at all. And
no, I hear it all the time. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't wear a lot of makeup. Can you make sure it's light? And I'm like, okay.
And then after they're all done up, are they like, oh, you know, they like surprised.
Oh, yeah. That's like my best like moment for me is when my bride see themselves and they like, oh my God, this is me. I look like this. I look this good. I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. All I did was just enhance you. That's all I did.
See, that's the key word. It is enhance. Enhance, yes. Not create. I've seen so many like makeup artists. I don't know. I just don't like those new brows that they're doing. I mean, it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Not the brows.
Oh my God. I mean, it just, it looks made up. It looked very clownish. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, when you ask for, like, on social media, anybody, can you recommend an artist, you know, and then you see some of their pics, it's like, See, and that's why, because I don't bring anybody on this show unless I like what they do. And, you know, I checked you out there. I got the recommendation. I checked, you know, your page and everything. I'm like, oh, yes. this is how it should be. Because like that is horrible. Cause I see and then they ask you, how come you didn't use such and such? I'm like, huh?
Right.
What? So yeah, because you're supposed, and I think that's another thing that people are afraid of who do not wear makeup normally. They don't want to look like a clown. You know, they still want to look like them, but like you said, it's supposed to enhance, you know, bring out your features, you know, not to like create like a whole nother face. I don't know.
Now, if you got to create a whole nother face, then that, Baby, that's something else.
And you're not in a movie. Yeah.
I'm creating a whole new person at that point. I don't want to create a whole new person. I just want to enhance the person that I have in my chair right now.
Right. You know, it's not like doing special effects and makeup. You know, that's how some people look. You know, like they... You know, like they... Like they're about to walk onto a movie set. I'm like, no. So is there any before we wrap up here, some good information, some good tips. Again, if you don't take anything else away from this, take this away. Hire a professional makeup artist for your big day.
Yes.
Please.
Even if you don't wear makeup, just hire a makeup artist for that day. Please.
Yes.
Especially if you're getting photos. You're going to be taking photos all day, either on people's phones, if you have a professional photographer or videographer, you want to make sure that you look your best on your wedding day.
Yes. Where's the furthest that you traveled? What state?
The furthest, Florida.
So you just flew in, did makeup, and then just flew right back out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up. And it's something I always ask too, and I didn't do this at the top, but because I'm always curious, like what made you get into what you're doing? So what made you get into makeup, the art of makeup?
I've always loved makeup, and I was a pageant girl.
Really?
So I was always, I had my own makeup artist actually. I had my own makeup artist when I was in pageants. So it just really, I've always been a girly girl. So makeup to me was just always something that I had to do. Like, what? It didn't matter. A family event, birthday, I'm always doing my makeup. My family would be like, girl, where you going? I'm like, to the living room. Excuse me. I'm like, to the living room. I look good. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you just always had that love for it when you were in pageants. That's awesome. All right, everyone. So we are going to wrap up here. I see that Mita is frozen. But we went over a couple of minutes anyway, so we are all good. I do want to thank Mita for coming on and just sharing with us some tips and sharing with us the latest trends and styles. And again, ladies, hire a professional makeup artist for your big day. Okay. Save up for it, budget for it, ask a family member for it. Hey, there she goes.
Okay.
I was just wrapping up, and I was just saying that I was saying thank you for coming on. And thank you for sharing your insights with us.
Yes.
I really appreciate it. And
thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. Yes, and I'll be seeing you soon. Well, you know.
Yes.
And so everybody can see it. I can come back, be like, see y'all, see what she did. Mm-hmm. So again, ladies, like I was speaking to the ladies, budget. Ask family members, you know, if you have to, if you can't, if it's not in the budget, because, you know, splurge on yourself. Make sure that you are professionally taken care of, pampered on your big day, even if you are not a person who wears makeup like that. Like Mita said, you're going to be taking pictures and, you know, you just want them to be really, really nice. Not that they won't be, but, you know, you just want it to have this a little oomph to it, you know, a little oomph. So thank you once again, everyone, for tuning in. And like we said, Mita is a professional makeup artist. She does travel. So if you check her out on her Instagram, y'all, I'm telling you, she has pictures and pictures and pictures galore of her work. So, and that is at Divine Styles By. So that's at DIVINESTYLESBY. Or you can contact her on her phone number is 248-495-5980. Y'all, this has been just so wonderful, the series. I thank all my guests who was a part of this series. Next week, we are going to start a series regarding self-care. You know, it's important that we take care of ourselves. It's important that we have that work-life balance. And we're going to talk about four or five aspects of self-care. We're going to talk about the mental and the social part of it. We're going to talk about the physical and the spiritual and the emotional part of self-care. You know, it's very important. Okay. So that's going to kick off our March series. Okay. Thank you, everybody. You know, to like, share, subscribe to our podcast, Linktree/Kicking It With just a WK. You'll be connected to all of our social media, our podcast website. Make sure that you subscribe, and that way you can be notified of new episodes. You can just listen. We're on every streaming platform, all except for Pandora. I'm not thinking about Pandora right now. So we're on just about, you know, every major streaming platform, as well as Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, Kicking It With Kay and Clay. You can find us on Instagram, Instagram TV, and you can find us on YouTube. So thank you. Thank you, Ms. Demita. And everybody have a good day. Bye. Kicking It With Kay and Clay. Kicking It With Kay and Clay.